But if there are dreams about attachment or any attraction, then at that before retiring to bed, you must have slept very carelessly. Many tell that during the whole day there were no thoughts at all, nothing happened to but still why the dream came. Now it means that you have to check that before you went to bed, did you give your whole day's accounts to Baba before retiring to bed? Did you empty your mind before going to bed? Or was it that because you were so tired and you went lie down in your bed and went to sleep without giving your day's accounts to Baba, then that is carelessness. Maybe you did not commit any sins and you had no other thoughts as well. But this is the punishment for your carelessness. Because it's God's, Baba's direction, His Srimad, that before going to bed, make your intellect completely empty, whether whatever has happened, good or bad, you should surrender that to Baba and make your intellect completely empty. When you give to Baba, then it's finished. And then after you give to Baba, sleep with Baba. Don't sleep alone. You sleep alone, this is why you get dreams. If you sleep with Baba, then you will never get such type of dreams. Because you have obeyed Baba. But if you don't obey Baba, then instead of farman or obedience, instead of so if it is not farman, then it's arman. Baba's rhyming words, arman means like a regretance, a repentance. So if you are not obeying Baba's Srimad, then you'll have to regret, because in the morning when you wake up, you will say, oh, I had such a bad dream, it should not have come like that. And then maybe Amrit Vela is also not good. So, what was the reason for that? Because you were careless before going to bed. Therefore, do not be careless. Sometimes you just talk things here and there, and then after a long chat you just go to bed because there is so much news to share, and all that is waste, is it not? When you say, I don't have time during the whole day, but Only when we are together at night, we meet each other only once, and that's the only time when we talk to one another. But never, never talk, waste talk, and then go to bed. This is carelessness. This is disobedience. If you don't have any other time, then it should not be in your bedroom, but outside your bedroom, even for a few seconds, if you have to talk to someone, but let it be outside your bedroom, not in your bedroom, not whilst lying down you're chatting. And many, they keep on chatting even till midnight. They are so engrossed in chatting that they don't even watch the time. And then they do get up at Amrit Vela, but at that time, half of the time they are in the world of sleep and half time in God's world. Because those who slept in a careless way, well, for them even Amrit Vela will be spent in a careless way. Don't think that nobody is watching me. Bab Dada is watching you. Because even in sleep, one gets lots of peace and there is happiness too in sleep. This is why it's mixture of sleep and meditation. And if you are asked, how was your meditation? You may say, oh, I experienced so much peace. In other words, also means rest. If someone is sick, then what does the doctor say? Take rest. So when he says take rest, it means sleep. Go to sleep. So sleep also gives rest. It makes you fresh too, doesn't it? When you wake up after a good night's sleep, you say, I'm so fresh now. Then you may also have good yoga because you have slept well.